Come on. Fake ass niggas in emo. You probably got stuck by now for that shit right there. Pulsating, adrenaline flowing, full moon that night, on the stoop getting right. I never forget the day before, son told me to tuck my ice in, cause niggas is trifling. We did what he said, but the habit in me wasn't showing off. I still let my chain swing free, not really thinking about a setup, or even getting wet up that summer night from son's advice. So I proceed to parlay, like I do a BK, but this wasn't home, and niggas should've known to stay on point. Niggas should've been on point, and the price paid was looking down the barrel up a joint. We was dead meat and them niggas was wolves, but they didn't want our flesh, them niggas wanted the jewels. It happened so quick, no time to get afraid. First instinct was to run like a slave. Me and Schoolie Boy was boxed in, my man used a few feet away with a pound in his face. I look sun in his eyes cause I know how he is. Wow. While the other faggot nigga had the gun in my ribs, I thought fuck, shit about to get buck wild. Popped off my chain, threw it with a coke and a smile, thinking leave already, but them niggas wasn't done. They went in our pockets to change numbers and bubblegum now. How low can a low life get? Asking what size are my kicks, like I'ma say eight is shit. To myself I was saying I'ma murder this kid, but thank the Lord they didn't peel back my wig. The jugs was longer than a minute to munch. Then them niggas try to tell us, do the Carl Lewis. No back shots, buddy, I began to walk backwards and bust my ass. It all happened so fast. You thought I was shot, staring at me in shock. Turn around, them niggas was gone, vanished up the block. There was no escape and whatnot. With toasters in your face, maintain and respect the drop.
Word up.
Me hear that?
Money grows.